6 at Talk Radio WBOB. I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay is right now.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss.
Ah!
And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome to another edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and joining me in the studio tonight is our first time here.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful co-host joining me, Angela Walker, heard here every Saturday morning on Real Estate Radio with Howard Vergalis, and I talked her into coming in and sitting in the co-host hot seat tonight, and she graciously accepted. Boy, did she not know what she was in for. And during our air check, we already know that we have at least two people listening to us. Woody's out there, and Holly's out there. And so, Holly, you'll have to critique Angela's performance here tonight, because Holly is the go-to co-host of all time, and she's been with me for a long time, and so she'll be out there taking copious amounts of notes, criticizing everything, and just remember
I'm good
that,
with that.
Well, just remember that you never challenge the host.
That's you the first said thing. That on
I said
the
that
air
to her.
Last week,
yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I will not be able to do that show with him because I challenge everybody.
Well, I challenge you to do a great job tonight, and the phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. What is your little spiel? I try to copy it all the time, and I can't do. So please.
No one can copy
well,
me.
Would you try and do it for us tonight?
Okay, so I kind of sing it.
Go ahead.
So
please.
I say, 222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK, 8255.
See, and I can never get that. Did you get that on recording so we can play? Thank you, Tom. I appreciate our board op. We'll have that
yes.
So I can play it.
Now,
in
of course,
the
you know you should say area code 904 because there are people listening all
there,
everywhere.
There are on the computer.
On the internet. Yep.
We have had folks call in from the aisles of Publix listening on the free WBOB radio app. And,
yep.
And you know, it's a great app, too,
it
by the way.
It is a great
Take
app.
Take it with you anywhere. If you miss
Love
something
it.
Tonight, you can go back and look it up in the archive. And if you really, really are amped up about I'm Speaking Plainly, you can catch the rebroadcast tomorrow night from 6 to 9 on our sister station 100.3 and AM 1600. So the phone lines are open and the website is open. We have a lot of people, Angela, who will send me text messages during the course of the show
okay.
on the Facebook page
okay.
because they don't want to call in. I don't know what it is about calling in and talking on the radio, but they just don't do it. Now, we got our regulars. You
yes.
have your regulars, too.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
We do, yes.
So, and you do a lot of segments, like the Bad Boys segment.
Right.
Talk about all the scams and the hot deal of the day and
yes.
all of that. We don't do that here.
Okay.
We rant until Bill pops a vein, and then you say, well, let's talk about something else. And then you
okay.
calm the situation down, and another caller will come in, and we'll go in a different direction. So when you see this little vein on the side of my head start to
throb.
Is that
the one?
Yeah, it's
okay.
that one right here.
It's not showing yet.
Yeah, and not yet. No, I'm in a good spot right now.
Okay.
And we have our listeners out there, our regular listeners, who are taking copious notes and critiquing everything that I do tonight. Woody, Marshall Wood, is already listening because he commented on our air check, which apparently went out to the masses. And Woody will sit there with his Obama phone. And he will punch one digit at a time to send a text message
so
that
funny.
Sometimes works out to be 5 to 6 pages long.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's an incredible one-finger typer. And him and his wife are sitting on the couch right now
okay.
Having date night. This is
so
Saturday.
Their date night is listening to
is
you?
Is listening to me, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, his wife, Cindy.
I need to talk to him.
You probably need to talk to Cindy, you know?
Okay.
You probably need to talk to Cindy. She's she's such a wonderful woman. But she will sit there tonight, and they will discuss everything that's going on. All right, so this is a political entertainment show. This is not a real estate show.
I know that.
So tell
so
the world
you're going
every
to
tell,
challenge me,
Yeah, well, tell
you?
The world everything you know about politics.
Okay, that's over.
All right, so...
I'm going to be ear candy. I'm going to be like, what?
Okay, well, my
really?
World.
You're the one who has to speak plainly. I'm going to speak covertly.
All right. Well, my world directly affects your world.
It does indeed.
When the markets are doing great.
Yep.
People have superfluous amounts of money,
yes.
and they go and they can buy a new home or
yes.
they can upgrade. And for those of you listening, because of Angela's experience, we're going to tender this a little bit tonight. She asked to come in early so that we could kind of pre-script the show, and we've done none of that. We've talked about everything but that, helicopters and this and that and something else. And so we're going to just shoot from the cuff as we always do because I find that's better. So,
I love that. I honestly do. Like our show, Howard writes a script every week, so we have, you know, material to work with. But the truth is, I go off script all the time.
We can tell.
I just like it better.
We can tell, and I can. I don't have to be in the studio to see Howard's little vein up here on the side of his head doing just
popping
like my
out,
popping
going,
out.
But I wrote this, and you're saying something else. Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
The wonderful thing about live radio is as long as we don't say the 7 bad words, we can get away with just about anything.
Oh, I don't know what the 7 bad words
are. I can't tell you on the air, but...
Well, tell me during a break.
Yeah.
But the truth is, I'm sort of angelic, so I probably can't say any bad words.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do that anyway. and we always jinx ourselves, and Tom will tell you, the first time somebody comes into the studio and says, man, I know you in the real world. How do you not cuss like a sailor? And then invariably... 20 minutes later, your mind will shut off and you'll just do it because of somebody else mentioned how well you were at not doing it. So I try to just block that. I try to block that out of my mind.
Subconscious. Yep. Yeah.
All right. So we're back into hurricane season.
Yes.
And the television stations are all gearing up for all of these hurricane preparedness stuff. And in many ways, it's just a marketing gimmick to get you to go to a particular store that they partner with. Last year, it was Home Depot for a couple of the stations. This year, it happens to be Ace Hardware for a couple of the stations. But the same questions will come up year after year after year. Can I cut my neighbor's tree? Can I do this? Can I do that? My neighbor doesn't secure their pool furniture. All of these other things that come around. And for you in the real estate business, do you ever take an opportunity or have you ever been broached with an opportunity to counsel someone about not buying a home because maybe it's not in an area that fits the personality of your client? And I know I'm catching you off guard.
What does that have to do with hurricanes?
Well, because we're going through a situation in the neighborhood that I live in right
okay.
now where there are two homes on either side
okay.
that are currently up for sale. Now, they're smaller homes, what's called starter homes.
And you didn't give them my name, apparently.
I did.
Okay.
No, because this is,
I see where this is going.
Completely below you. Completely
I see where this
below
is
you.
Going. I'm just kidding.
The guy in the middle is a crabber.
Okay.
And so he's got probably 75 or 80 wireframe crab traps stacked in his backyard, a couple of derelict trucks, and a big boat with a number painted on the side of it.
Right.
And he goes out at all hours of the morning to set his traps. And it's been very difficult for the real estate folks to sell those houses on either side. How do you do, and we've got just a couple of minutes before we go to break. This is kind of the juices warm up.
I would invest in a 10-foot fence.
Really?
Yeah.
But you'd still think the house was okay. In other words, you can move somebody in knowing that there's, I guess that used to be called redlining and you can't do that anymore.
What you're talking about is illegal for me.
Okay.
Because you are talking about redlining.
Okay.
So I will sometimes, like if people are from out of town and they truly don't know our areas, I'll try to be as diplomatic as possible describing for them the area without crossing redlining boundaries.
Okay. Well, let me give you an idea of why I just did that. We got you into real estate. That
yes.
kind of loosened you up a little bit to be
not nervous
about being on I'm Speaking Plainly. And during that period of time, we had 11 people that said, wow, Angela's on at night. So that's right
cool.
here on the screen. So you have at least 11 of your listeners listening to you now.
Yay.
So those six
hey,
minutes,
y'all.
The beginning of the show, is just to kind of get everybody settled in and up and going. When we get back here, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the new city council selection. I've had a few people that have asked me about how this impacts us having the governor select candidates for this job. We have two positions available that were left open by the indictments of two sitting city council members. We're going to talk about when we get back. Phone lines open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Angela Walker from Real Estate Radio is in the house and snapping
dancing
her fingers and having
I
a
love
good
this
time.
Music.
Exactly. We keep it upbeat in here,
yeah,
because, you know, there's so much going on in our world. How much do you actually follow politics in the real world?
Oh, not much.
Not much at all?
No.
So it's all real estate, real estate, real estate.
It's a lot real estate. Yes, it is. 24/7 real estate. Sorry. Yes.
On this show, we talk about politics, local, state, and national.
Right.
And I have always described Jacksonville, and people ask about why we throw millions. And this is one of my pet peeves that we're always arguing about. Here in the at the city council level and at the local mover and shaker level, is it the millions of dollars that we throw at DIA, the Downtown Investment Authority? There is a big movement to revitalize downtown. We have a lawsuit going on against Slayman Enterprises for breach of contract. Slayman Enterprises has had a long-standing lawsuit. Many people don't understand that because it's who gets the media ear that actually seems to be the biggest victim. In this particular case, the city of Jacksonville is playing the victim when in actuality they've been in breach of contract for over 10 years because they promised him a downtown parking garage and never delivered.
Never did.
You can't have a thriving and vibrant landing downtown without a place for people to park.
Right.
And so I think Tony's got an excellent position. The problem was he didn't go to the media. He played it down. He tried to let it handle out between lawyers and the city. And then, of course, the city does an end run and tries to get the public ear, which they almost had by these man on the street interviews they were doing with, what do you think about the landing and would you come to the landing? And people heard about it. Have you heard about this breach of contract lawsuit with the landing? And the average guy on the street who still believes that Al Gore invented the internet is saying, yeah, well, the landing's kind of dull and it's kind of dry. Maybe it's time for a change. And you get that momentum rolling in the public of it's time for a change. It's easier for the city to come in and snag this lease out and say he's in breach of contract. But Tony has asked for a jury trial, which is great because there's a whole lot easier path to truth and justice through a jury trial than there is through allowing a judge to make that decision. Not to say that judges are corrupt, because for the most part they're not. But they, when you have to sway the minds of seven people as opposed to one,
right,
it's a little bit more difficult job for the state or the city to come in and say, we're going to sway that opinion. So we've gotten a couple of messages, or I've gotten over the week. Now, here's what's cool about this show. During the course of the week, people are sending me emails and text messages and, hey, talk about this, hey, talk about that. And so over the course of the week, the hottest item has been, why do we spend so much money downtown when nobody really wants to be downtown? The crime's too high. The homeless position has been too great down there. We've got most of our homeless shelters and our low-income services are orchestrated through downtown. The Red Cross is down there. The Salvation Army is down there. The Salzbacher's down there. The Clara White's down there. It's been my position for the longest time that the city would be way ahead of every possible angle on this game if they go to Clara White and instead of pumping $10 million a year to the DIA downtown, just go to Clara White and say, look, we're going to give you $2 million and we're going to help you build a building. We're going to give you a bond issue to build a nice, new, really nice building somewhere out near the International Airport or somewhere out near the borderline with Baker County. And do that with the Salzbacher, do that with the Downtown Rescue Mission, do that with CETA, Christ is the Answer Rescue Mission, do that with Clara. Offer them all $2 million. You know, it's kind of like the executive on a board of directors, and you're going to give them a golden parachute. Here's $2 million. We just need you to leave because you're messing everything up. And so if you could get them to do that and get out of downtown, we pretty much solve the homeless issue. And I know you're looking at me with that face of, Bill, how can you be so incompassionate? How can you be so mean? Well, look, if I go down to the city of Jacksonville and stand on the waterfront with heads of lettuce and a garden hose and a manatee swims by and I throw him a head of lettuce and he chomps down on it and it's great and it's great for him and it's got lots of vitamins and iron and niacin and all this wonderful stuff that manatees need, and I stick the freshwater hose down there and he's just slurping it up like it's a, you know, a Jack and Coke on in a tall glass, you know, the cops will come by and they'll arrest me because you can't be feeding the manatees.
Right.
Or if I go up to the Smoky Mountains National Park and I pull off on the side of the road and I see a bear there, I go out and I give him, believe it or not, black bears in the Smoky Mountain National Park, not to say that I know this from experience, love Oreos.
How would you know that,
Oreos,
Bill?
And marsh. I can't divulge my sources, but I can tell you that black bears eating out of the garbage can along the Blue Ridge Parkway love Oreos and marshmallows. Either one,
funny,
they don't care, but they really love Oreos. If I go up there with a big box of Oreos and I get out of my car and I start flipping Oreos at the bear, eventually Ranger Hal is going to come along and arrest me for feeding the bears.
Right.
But yet, I can go down into the city of Jacksonville where there's all sorts of able-bodied people that are easily eligible to get a job throwing sod or cleaning up the parks or picking up trash along the highway, and yet I can feed them all day long and allow them to play checkers in our park where our tourists need to be. And they can panhandle and they can urinate in the bushes and they can do whatever they want to do because we're not supposed to bother them because they are the downtrodden, they're the less fortunate. Well, no. If you're going to spend my money and you're going to throw it away downtown, then I want it to be done usefully. Now, you, we'll draw you into this case, as a real estate agent, there's really no market for you downtown, is there?
There's a market downtown.
Is it where?
Springfield.
Oh, okay, that's not downtown.
Well, It certainly has been an area where people have sort of pioneered, and now it's more than that. So, yes, well, but at one point, people didn't want to go to Springfield either.
Now,
but there's some condos and lofts and that sort of thing that are downtown.
What were you around during, what was it, SGR?
What's SGR?
SRG. There was a company that came in, and they were making new homes look like the old homes.
Yes.
And they were selling these new replica homes.
Yes.
First of all, why would anyone want a replica of a home from 1901 during the Great Fire in Jacksonville? I can understand in San Francisco, like in the art district where all the hills are, but not in Jacksonville in the crime district. But that's a topic for a different subject. They were selling these homes for $250,000.
Yes.
And people were buying them.
Yes.
But next door, you had a home that had just sold on the courthouse steps for a tax ticket for $30,000.
Yes. So the lure is, if you like old homes, you like old homes. And there are people who like old homes, especially people who come from the north. They like them. They're drawn to them. And so if you were drawn to something and you wanted to build a new home that looked like an old home, where are you going to do it? You can't go down into suburbia in Mandarin and throw up an old-looking home in the middle of all these ranches. So, you know, you have to kind of do it in the Springfield zone.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I guess one of the qualifications is if you like old homes and you want to build an old home that, or a new home that looks
like
old
an
home,
old one. Yeah, because then you're the
trade-off is then you don't like the tires or the radio in your car. So,
yes.
Got you with that
tried,
one.
You did. You did.
Anyway, so the idea with the city is that it's like a drop of water in a still pond.
Yes.
All right. I hear more complaints day after day after day about the amount of money that we're spending downtown.
Right.
Revitalizing downtown. We have a new area down there called the Elbow. We had a new area that's now an old area called Unity Plaza.
Yeah.
Which was over on Riverside. And it's pretty much empty. It's a parking lot.
Okay.
It was condos that basically, to me personally, although they're modern style, they look like sea crates stacked on top of each other, turned in different directions, all painted pastel and blue and yellow. And they were renting for almost $2,000 a month.
Yes.
And they're empty. And that site is, I mean, even Channel 4 had a broadcast studio over there to where they could do broadcasts from Unity Plaza.
Right.
And they even stopped broadcasting from there because it was a dead area. And this is an area that got a huge bond issue for the idea that they were going to have 200 days a year of public events there. 200 days out of 365 were going to be something going on there, either an art show or a music festival or a basket weaving class or any number of 100, and they failed miserably. They've done none of that. So I still get these calls every day about, why are we spending so much money downtown when the town center is the place everybody wants to be? Or River City Marketplace is starting to be a new expanse of where everybody wants to be. You're talking about people, you know, when I was a kid, nobody wanted to live in Mandarin. It was called living in the sticks.
Oh, it was indeed.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. And in fact, all that area out there, when I hear you and Howard talking about some of these crossroads, like 20 and what's the other one that cuts through Julington Creek Parkway there's World Golf Village, there's some Bartram Springs.
Yes.
All of that, you know, I fly all over this town all the time. I can't even tell you where those places are. I just know that they're down in Mandarin, way down, as far away from downtown as you can get.
Yes.
So that's where the building sprees are going on now, is in that
area.
Well,
that's where there's land.
Is it because that's where there's land, or is it because that's where these new areas of town are opening up that allow young people, the millennials and stuff, the people that are, can you be a starter home in the Mandarin area?
Not easily.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, the prices have gone up
so much.
Is there
such a thing as a starter home anymore?
There are. What there's not is like new construction for starter homes, but there are starter homes. So, you know, you're looking at the 3-bedroom, 2-bath, less than 1,500 square feet, that sort of thing.
I told you we were mostly political entertainment.
Yes.
But you've drawn a new crowd here. I have a message here from Marcy. Marcy says, ask Angela, by the way, I love Angela's show. Ask Angela why there can't be some kind of moratorium on apartment building. We have thousands of apartments that are here in this town that are empty, and it makes those that are occupied less safe. Marcy, we'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to step away for just a couple minutes, and we'll be back. If you'd like to reach us on Facebook, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says the leaders of six of the world's leading economies fully understand where he's coming from on trade. In a series of tweets today, Mr. Trump maintains the U.S. has been taken advantage of, but says after many decades, fair and reciprocal trade will happen. Mr. Trump and the leaders of Canada, Britain, Germany, France, Italy, and Japan met at a weekend summit in Quebec. He is now flying to Singapore for a summit with North Korea. The president says he'll know within the first minute if North Korea's Kim Jong-un is serious about an upcoming nuclear talks. Mr. Trump casting his upcoming summit Tuesday in Singapore as a one-time shot for Kim to ditch his nuclear weapons and enter the community of nations. And back in this day in 1973, Secretariat won the Belmont Stakes, becoming horse racing's first Triple Crown winner in 25 years. Will Justify do it again? Post time just moments away. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. And a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
Our friend, State Representative Matt Caldwell, one of the Republicans running for the Agriculture Commissioner.
Every issue.
How is it possible that Hillary Clinton, her campaign, the DNC, are not under investigation for collusion with the Russians?
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
Good evening, 633. I'm Tom Murphy. If you're traveling northbound on the 295 West Beltway, there's a car on fire blocking the right lane there at the Blanding exit. Tonight, cloudy, a 30% rain chance, low 72. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a mix of sun and clouds. High tomorrow near 90. Right now, it's 85. You're on Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and Marcy sent us a little text message going into break, and you're going to rain on Marcy's parade, aren't you?
I am. I'm so sorry, Marcy. Okay, so here's the deal. This is just free enterprise. If someone sees an opportunity to make money, like to build an apartment complex, they're going to do that. And they're not going to see that opportunity unless people are having trouble getting mortgages. So when people can get a mortgage, the housing market's better for buying a home. But when you can't get a mortgage, and like right now, the interest rates are going up and house prices are going up, it's going to put some people out of the market to be able to buy. They're going to need to rent. So when there is a market where people need to rent, they're going to make apartments. I mean, do you remember, Bill, like in 2004, 5, and 6 when the market was just so hot? I mean, we just couldn't build things fast enough for people to live in. Well, then what did they do? They converted apartments into condominiums, right? So somebody saw an opportunity there to make more money. And so they did. And, you know, that happens from time to time. But that's definitely what happens when apartment complexes come in.
The problem that I see, and obviously we're not going to, this is a topic that could be carried on real estate radio.
Sure.
But the issue that I see is that we've got a lot of apartment complexes where there's only 25% occupancy. So I struggle to understand, and maybe in some cases less than that.
I don't know where those
are. Well, like around the Regency Square area, near the Walmart Superstore, they're building. In fact, they've got a couple of complexes that have started. They put in the water and the sewer and the fire hydrants and the streets, but very few homes, maybe 5 or 6 homes on one side and apartments on the other. And those particular apartments, you see 2 cars in front of a particular, what do you call that? Section, building, a
yes.
building. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So there's 20 buildings, and each building maybe only has 2 cars in front of it. So the occupancy, to me, just passing by on my way to my favorite store, which is Wally World, I see 20% occupancy, and I'm thinking, how can you be making money? But I guess any money coming in against that debt is a reclaim of something.
So can I challenge the host?
Sure, go ahead.
So do you think that your observation is correct? I mean, you think you see 20% occupancy, do you have any knowledge of the occupancy rate really is?
No,
are you just going it off your Wally World Drive?
I'm going it off my Wally World Drive, but if you knew how many times I go to Wally World, sometimes 2-3 times a day, so much so that
are you serious?
Oh, yeah. People think I'm loss prevention there. I know people that work there by name. They know
That's
me
funny.
By name. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Delma in the cashier's booth on the Garden Center side, and Greg, who's working in the pet shop.
I've known you 7 years, and I feel like I learned more about you.
I'm a single man with no wife, no kids. Wally World is my escape.
There you go. There you go.
That's my trip to the zoo with the kids.
Yeah,
I just go to Wally World.
One of the things you need to consider is
getting a life
in the particular price range that you might be looking at near Wally World.
Mm-hmm.
Those apartments, those people also don't have cars. So a lot of them live near the bus line.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they have one car that they're sharing in their family. So I want you to keep that in mind.
I don't want to go so far down the real estate road,
okay,
even though it's
not.
Interesting. Because, it's interesting, and I love listening to your show on Saturday mornings. I've learned so much. But my question is, let me give you an example. In 1981, I was at 4-year school. I was in Central Florida in Brevard
yes.
County. I had an opportunity to rent a second floor corner apartment, Ocean View. Never forget the name of the place. It was called Spanish Trace. It's still there today. Same apartment complex, same name. Corner View, second floor. They wanted $230 a month, and I turned it down.
Was that a lot in 1981?
That was an outrageous amount of money. 1981.
I was just graduating from high school.
Yeah, and that same apartment, and it's an apartment. It's not a condo. It's an apartment. That same apartment now, today, rents for almost $2,000 a month. That's $500 a week to stay at a place just so you can see the ocean when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah,
I mean, do we have that around here?
We don't have any apartments on the ocean.
Okay. All right.
You can start there. But we do have condominiums that get rented by the week and by the month.
Really?
On the ocean? Sure.
Okay.
And then they're like $4,000, $5,000, and $6,000.
That's crazy.
A week.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine paying that for rent.
I know.
But people happily do it.
Well, it's kind of a vacation rental. People come from other areas. We get a lot of people from Atlanta because it's not a big drive.
You know, there was a great area of our little neck of the woods up around Fernandina along that stretch there.
Right.
That my aunt would come here from Atlanta, Georgia every year. And they'd rent a little house on the ocean with a boardwalk that was like 800 feet long from the house to the sand. And she'd rent it for my Aunt Vivian and Uncle Otto. Yeah, great times, great childhood memories. But they'd rent it for like a week, and all the relatives would come over and see him at the beach and spend time with him at the beach and go home. And now I look at it and think, okay, this kind of rental for a week has been going on for a long time.
Oh, forever. Absolutely.
I'm just not a beach guy.
I thought you like scuba diving and stuff.
I do.
Well, that's the beach.
Yeah, that's the ocean. That's the
same
coral
thing.
Reef. That's the fish. That's not getting sand in between your toes and sand all over your towels and your clothes and everything. No, that's getting on a boat, going 5 miles offshore, going over the side, going down, looking at beautiful fish, reef, sunken ships, whatever, getting back on the boat, coming back, having lobster, drinking a couple of frosty malt adult beverages, and then going home and showering off all the nasty salt water. The idea of going down, putting out a towel, and laying this English white-skinned body on the beach so that I can roast myself and someday complain about all the skin cancer spots I'm having to remove from my back and neck and nose and ears and everything else. No, that's not.
You're outside a lot anyway.
I am.
So that could still happen to you.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're at the beach or whatever it is you're doing, right? So my all-time favorite thing on the planet, mm-hmm. you ready, is to be at the beach at sunrise. And to watch the sun come up, to go walking on the beach at sunrise. So I don't necessarily want the sun shining on me the whole time, but I love watching the sunrise. I feel like it is the awesome gift from God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we go down that trail, I will tell you that my awesome thing, and I've been doing it 19 months now, we have Jump the Sun, what's called Jump the Sun, the first Saturday of every month. We go down to the drop zone, get on a plane. We're in the air 15 minutes before legal sunrise. We go up to 12:05. We go out the back door, and we're under canopy as the sun comes up over the Atlantic Ocean.
Super cool.
It's called Jumping the Sun.
Super cool.
So anyway, and you feel that heliopause, what's called the heliopause, where it's cold air outside.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the sun breaks over the horizon, you get that the warm, radiant energy comes on you. So as you're coming down, it's cold. And then it immediately, as soon as the sun comes up, boom, it's warm, and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how long does it take to come down?
Well, it depends on how far you free fall. How far you want to free fall. A lot of people free fall a certain amount, you know, and then they pull the canopy and they float down the rest of the time, 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
Some people free fall all the way to final altitude, and then they pull their chute and they're in the air under canopy for 30 seconds. It just kind of depends on what you're into. Some people are into free fall. Some people are into canopy.
What are you into?
It depends. It depends on if I go that day and there's a really good boatload of people on the plane and everybody's excited and happy, because you can scream at each other under the canopy.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, when you're coming down, it's completely quiet. Only the wind going through the sail is all you hear.
Okay.
And so you can yell at each other back and forth.
Oh, that's
and if you're
cool.
having a lot of fun, you can do that. You can do swooping and you can spin. You can turn your shoe. Anyway, so that's a topic for a different story. Anyway,
you know.
So we're back to the – we're going to jump – ship now and open the phone lines up. It's exciting to have you here because it's a whole new world of I did this to Holly
conversation
when, well
right?
when Holly first came on, I did this to her. I was hitting her blindsided with a bunch of different things from one, you know, one side
yeah
to the other.
I'm so glad I came in early to prep that we didn't do so you could hit me blindsided.
All right, so
which I'm enjoying, by the way.
Okay, well anyway, the Mincy Pollock is on the short list. He's on the list to occupy one of the positions that was vacated by Reggie Brown and Katrina Brown. Reggie Brown and Katrina Brown, by the way, share the same last name but no relation. Both have been indicted on 38 counts of various different criminal activities. So they've been suspended from the city council. They've been removed from all their committees. And the governor has taken his authority, which is perfectly legal and well established, to appoint new people. Mincy Pollock is a name you've heard around here in circles, in the political field for a long time, and he is on that list, and the governor is going to be making a decision. But my question to you guys out there, the listeners, is do we continue to go along the same line with how we expect the actions of our city council members to be above reproach, or do we look at our changing world with a little bit more of an open eye with respect to what is culturally accepted now? And I know I'm probably driving Woody crazy sitting on the couch because he wants to call in and tell me about all of the wonderful things that being old school is all about. And so are we old school? Do we keep people in the same positions they've been in, or do we change it up? Get some fresh blood in there like we've got in the White House and maybe take the city in a different direction. We're going to talk about socially engineering the city council when we get back. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Join us, won't you?
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, June 15th at 7 p.m., Planetarium Night Live presents Islands in the Sky at the Museum of Science and History on the South Bank in Jacksonville. Saturday, June 16th at 7 p.m., enjoy I Love the 90s at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. And Saturday, June 16th at 8:30 p.m. at Shake, Rattle, and Roll 50s Style Dance at the Pontevedra Concert Hall on A1A in Pontevedra Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Black Friday Outlet has Black Friday closeout deals every day. High-quality furniture is always up to 80% off. And if it's not the cheapest in town, it's free. Current and past military get extra discounts. 100-day same as cash. Delivery available. They'll even take away your old furniture. High-quality furniture, bedding, and rugs at Black Friday Outlet. 1187 Lane Avenue South. If they don't have it, they can get it.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio. WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. What are you doing? You're snapping?
I'm dancing. Don't you know that's what I do?
Yeah, I understand that you do this on Saturday morning.
Listen, your music's better than our music. I can't help but dance. What am I supposed to do?
So do you realize that now, unfortunately, a great person that was here, which was Tula's Tips,
yeah,
she's not here anymore.
I know.
And so you realize that you and Howard,
yes,
and me,
yes,
we're like dinosaurs. We've been here longer than anybody else.
Yes, we have been, haven't
June,
we?
June 7th started 7 years for me. Seven years for you, and started back in March or April.
No, January 12th.
January, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so it just proves that there's more than one person, me, that doesn't have a life because we're in
here.
You
think I don't have a life?
Oh, I'm sure you do. You're out there stepping
really
and fetching
cool
on real estate.
Life. Yes. Yeah.
It's fun to do what you do, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, I love what I do. I absolutely adore it. I'm so passionate about it. And the day I don't feel that way, I need to get out. It takes that kind of passion to be awesome.
I have always lived that way. If you get up in the morning, my father did the same job for the city of Jacksonville day in and day out for 60 years.
Wow. That's That's a long time.
Longest living, oldest working municipal employee in the United States of America, right here in this town.
Wow.
Still hasn't been beaten yet. There was one guy, a janitor at the city hall in Concord, Massachusetts, who got to like 59 years or something like that. Came close to beating dad, but didn't do it. So I don't know who keeps track of these records, but apparently somebody does. If you're civil service, they keep track of it.
Right.
You know, that's why he didn't have to retire. He was 81 when he, you know, he passed away on the job. So he was 81. They couldn't make him retire. You know, most now, now everybody that's in city government lives for the drop plan. If you're on the fire department or the police
right.
department, you're living for the drop plan. Anyway, so when we were going to break, I was kind of throwing things out regarding the replacement. So I'll bring you up to speed a little bit. We had a couple of city council members.
Yes.
Katrina Brown, Reggie Brown.
Right.
Indicted 38 counts, including money laundering, conspiracy, mail fraud, wire fraud. All innocent until proven guilty. But I can tell you this, the state might do something. Bring a charge. The local folks might bring a charge, but the feds will never bring a charge, and much less 38 charges, unless they know they've got something.
Right.
And they have a lot. I've got the indictment that someone sent and downloaded to me, and this stuff is the stuff that TMZ lives for. This is the kind of things with shell companies and fake filings and taking cash out here and buying cashier's checks there and then cashing those cashier's checks back at the same bank. It's crazy. So I have a strong feeling that Katrina Brown is going to be discussing ways she could have done things better with Corinne Brown while they're chilling their heels somewhere in a women's federal prison. I do
Love
believe
it.
That. And I don't feel good about that, but I do believe because, you know, when we have people that show up with their mugshots on the news and we talk about how bad they are or they did this or they did that. I'm not condoning this at all, but when we have a woman that leaves her kid in the car and runs into a Burger King to exchange an item that she got that was wrong through the drive-thru,
right.
And someone sees the kid sitting in the car and immediately calls the sheriff's department and she hadn't even been out of the car 30 seconds. In fact, by the time she went in and exchanged her Whopper and came back out, she was getting in the car to leave, and the woman comes up and blocks her car and stands there and says, no, you can't leave till the sheriff's department gets here. And she's like, what? And so when they showed up, they actually had that woman, held her up for an hour and a half, and had they not been able to go in and look at the security camera and look at the time stamp on it, it was less than a minute.
Wow.
Less than a minute that she parked her car, ran in, exchanged her double cheeseburger for a Whopper or whatever she was supposed to get, and then ran back out. But yet in that period of time, some quasi-good Samaritan had called the sheriff's department. The fact that they responded so quickly is amazing to me. But they got there, and they wanted to, you know, kind of yoke the woman up for leaving her kid in the car. And so when we have that kind of stuff going on for what I consider the normal people,
right.
And then you have our elected officials, which are supposed to be held to a higher responsibility.
Agreed.
And they're taking cash out and then buying cashier's checks and then cashing them and building shell companies. What kind of example is that setting for the kids that are out on the street? They're saying, well, you know, this woman, she was a city councilwoman, and this guy, he was running for state senate, and he's been a city councilman for 3 or 4 terms that I know of. You know, if they can do it, then why can't I? And so we set a bad example.
It might make them want to go into politics.
Yeah, and it also makes other people who hate politics look and say, see?
See? That's right.
They're all on the
that's
take.
Right.
They're all corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not truly the case. Although, I'm hard-pressed to find that around here. I can tell you that, and this is going to make Woody really happy. So, Woody, get ready. Smile coming.
He needs to call in. I need to talk to him.
No.
Yes, Woody, call in.
Okay.
I want to talk to you.
He has... to a certain extent, there are little cliques that politicians run in.
Yeah.
Hey, you vote for this bill for me, I'll vote for this bill
sure.
for you. And there are really good pieces of legislation that fall by the wayside because folks can't get on the same page and make enough deals going back and forth in order to get it done. I am of the personal belief, and I'll go on record tonight, saying that with these two... folks that are being replaced on city council, they're temporary only. So they'll have to run for those seats legitimately in the next election.
So how much time's left in that term?
Until March of 2019.
Okay.
So they'll have to rerun for those seats. Now, I am of the belief, because Lenny Curry is going to run for mayor again for a second term, and unless we can get another really good qualified candidate and we can convince her, unless we can convince this other candidate to step up and run, because this is a time when women are taking a position in the forefront, especially those that are key on transparency, then we're going to look at an administration that between now and March is going to be promoting certain candidates that are running for these life-limited, these termed-out city council seats that are open, 10 of them. And those candidates they're going to promote are going to be ones that they can mold and eventually what I call Build-A-Bear version of build a city council. The administration is going to be focusing on helping these particular candidates get into office so that when they start their second term, if they start their second term, they will have a completely malleable city council that they can then get just about anything passed that they want to get passed in this final term, which I believe this administration is setting up this second term, if they are so granted this second term, to be a stepping stone to state legislature, and then after that, maybe a U.S. Congress position, and then on. Our current administration is filled with a lot of young people that have plenty of political life left to move forward, and then possibly you might see many, many years down the line, you might see a run for governor from someone that's currently occupying the mayor's office. I think there's enough steam going in that direction. If the fire's not put out by someone who steps up and runs against them. And at this point in time, it's going to be hard for me to say this, but at this point in time, if we're looking at a Build-A-Bear city council, triple crown, baby. If we're looking at a Build-A-Bear city council, then we're also looking at a person who is going to be orchestrating a lot of big moves with Shad Khan to develop the downtown waterfront so that they can use that as a feather in their cap. If you look when the current administration was running for this office, the big platform to run on was, I'm going to solve the PFPF, the Police and Fire Pension Fund debacle.
Right.
And I'm going to get that handled so that the city can move forward. Well, this ruse that was portrayed on the city, that the PFPF is solved, it's not solved. It's kicked the can down the road to 2030. And if you look at the statistics right now with the gas tax and some of the other things, 2030 is not even going to be close. And by the time it finishes, if it finishes in 2046, that tax is not going to be close to covering the unfunded liability for those folks that are currently in the system looking towards retirement at that age. So it is truly a kick the can down the road effort. That being said, the idea is to have something to run on. Well, if you ran on the PFPF the first time that got this administration in office, now you look back on these last 4 years, and what have you done for me lately? Well, you've tried to sell our electric authority out from under us, kind of in a shell game of follow the marble. And when you follow the marble and somebody gets close, they just pull all the marbles off the table. So now you got to look at, how am I going to sell myself to the public going forward? We're going to talk about this in a little bit more when we get back. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Angela Walker joining me in the studio tonight, doing a great job. We're going to let you talk a little bit more. Maybe Woody will call you.
Woody,
maybe
call
he will
me.
Call you. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back.